With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thank you to our sponsors, the Wall Street Memes Casino, with over 5,000 custom games to choose from. Enjoy live dealers and in-play sports betting, from football to esports. Get a 200% sign-up bonus on your initial deposit up to $25,000. Use code IFLTV24. Deposit now by visiting Wall Street Memes Casino today. 18 plus only. Please gamble responsibly.
Welcome to episode 36. I didn't even check, Joe. We've had a week off because I was out in Saudi Arabia, but I'm going to just hazard a guess and say 36. But welcome to another episode of Talk Smart with
Pew.
I'm a car that is young Joe Pew over there, and I am a tired Andrew McCart, just fresh off a plane this morning. I'll tell you the story of what happened, but Joe, how are you feeling today? West Ham do all right?
Well, 2-2. I think it's becoming a bit of a habit on here now, just football disappointments at the minute, but I don't want to bore anybody with that when we've got some fantastic stories to talk about, and you was at the heart of it all, Andy, so let's go straight into it. Where do you want to start?
Well, I want to start with my travel home, Joe, because that was probably the highlight of my week. Now, I'm joking. It was just a nightmare last night trying to get home. I don't know if you've ever had the final call. Not announced, because Dubai is a quiet airport, but every time I was running to the security, it was like, listen, your plane's boarded. You can't make it. You can't make it. It's too far. I've never ran so hard for a plane in my entire life, Joe. I mean, the sweat was just dripping off me. But hey, I'm home, I'm psyched, we've got another episode of the show to go, and what an absolute show it was out there in Saudi Arabia in Riyadh. We'll just start at the top of the table there. We'll start with Joshua Ngannou, and I think the word I'm looking for is wow. Now, I know a lot of boxing heads throughout the week, me included, probably, we were probably thinking Joshua late on, or Some folks said middle rounds, but a lot of people said Joshua will get to him late on because there was a lot made of Ngannou's chin, but he does tire in the later rounds. But the way that Joshua just went in there and sized him up with a jab a couple of times and just a simple right hand as soon as Ngannou switched to the southpaw position, you know, that is what boxing's about. It's a sweet science. Do you know what I mean? And just an absolutely outstanding performance. I think that nobody saw that coming. I think people saw Joshua stopping him, but not the way he did in that fashion and that early.
Yeah, look, as you know, I've just put together a little montage of all the reactions of the big names you and Coogan got out in Saudi. Yes, tremendous big names, and they've all... I think every single clip that I've put together have all said one word, and that's devastating.
Mm.
And that's exactly what it was on Friday night. As you said, Go on.
No, I'm just going to say, and I think devastating is the right word, and I think that that word was used a lot out there. I think every single interview that we did was post-fight. I think the only word that anyone came up with was devastating. Do you know what I mean? And I think that is just the perfect word for what Joshua did that night. Like I said to you before, like just then, like a lot was made of Ngannou's chin and being hit with big guys with 4 ounce gloves on in the UFC and not going down. But I done an interview with Alistair Overeem, and he almost spun the interview around on me. He said, asked him who he thought would win. He said Ngannou, but then he spun it around to me and asked me the question who I thought would win. And I tried to sit on the fence a little bit, and I went, the fans will win. And he was like, no, you need to give me an answer. And I said, well, you know what? I'll give you an answer. I'm not going to sit on the fence. I'll give you an honest answer. And I said, Joshua, late on. And the reason I said that, and I broke it down, I didn't break it down. I just said that when it comes to boxing compared to UFC MMA fighters, is boxers, their punches are delivered more cute, more accurate. Do you know what I mean? And I said timing and precision beats power and speed. Boxers have better timing and better precision when it comes to punching than UFC guys. UFC guys, MMA guys, they like to pull their shots a wee bit, come in wide, when boxers are a lot more neat and a lot more cuter. And I think we saw that last night. It was just a simple, straight backhand, sizing Ngannou up, where he went jab to the head, jab to the body, sizing them up, and it was just a straight backhand, the first and second knockdown, and then the final one that finished him was... A little bit inexperienced in Ngannou's side was that Ngannou probably could have, I think there was like 30 seconds left in the round. And, do you know what I mean? He had just been knocked down. You've got 30 seconds left. Get on your bike. Don't walk towards Anthony Joshua. Mm. He got up, walked towards Joshua, and Joshua just went, boom! Hit him with that sort of half a corkscrew over the top right hand, and that was the end of it. And I think that's what boxing is. I think we now know that MMA and boxing are two completely different sports. But I will say this about Francis Ngannou. The best guy. One of the best human beings to walk this planet. Easily. There's not a nicer man than him. He's humble, even in defeat. I managed to get that little interview with him. And he was just so humble, man. Mm. Just so nice. And his story, obviously, everybody knows his story. I'm pretty sure there'll be a movie made on that, on his story very, very shortly. But just a shout out to Francis Ngannou as well. What a guy.
Yeah, definitely. It was like a really kind of wholesome night in the end after everyone kind of knew that Francis was okay. He was up, they were talking. And yeah, it was really, really nice to see. But just going back to the actual fight itself, and we don't even have to talk about the knockdowns and ultimately the knockout, because you can see that for yourself. But I think just the setup shots were great. As soon as Francis Ngannou switched to southpaw, Anthony Joshua knew what to do. And yeah, he made very quick work of it, but it weren't rushed at all.
No. And it was calculated as well. And you can almost see the pad work when Ben Davison was doing it. Obviously, he was doing a jab, catch, hook, right hand, but he was falling right in with his right hand. So they were obviously drilling that right hand. And that's what that's what I love to see. But that's why MMA, UFC, Bellator, PFL, that's fighting. That is a fight. Do you know what I mean? There's kicks, there's elbows. That's a fight, right? We'll call that fighting. But boxing is called pugilism, the sweet science, because there's an art form to it. I'm not saying there isn't an art form to the UFC and MMA. It's just that there's so many art forms within that sort of genre that you're in. You've got to learn jiu-jitsu, you've got to learn wrestling, you've got to learn kickboxing, you've got to learn boxing. Do you know what I mean? You've got to learn judo. You've got to learn all these different disciplines rather than just mastering one, if that makes sense. So that's why it's called the Ultimate Fighting Championship or whatever the organization you're with. But boxing is a sweet science. It's an art form to it. And like I said earlier, I just think that the neater, timed, precise shots, boxers will always prevail. And we've seen boxers go over to the UFC and get choked out because they don't know how to deal with it. And we've seen MMA guys come over to our world and get knocked out. Conor McGregor there, and obviously Ngannou. There is that little anomaly with Ngannou and Tyson Fury, but I think it's safe to say maybe Tyson Fury wasn't on his A game that night, and maybe looking past Ngannou, thinking it was an easy payday. I'm not saying that's what he done, but that's what a lot of people within the media and a lot of people in and around the boxing world close to Tyson were said that he wasn't on his A game. And you could probably say, it's probably safe to say that's probably a true statement. But yeah, it's just two different sports, but I can't begrudge Ngannou picking up all that much cash and changing his whole life for the, do you know what I mean? And his family's life for a good while now. So yeah, just an absolutely, a fun week to be around, to be honest with you, Joe, out in Riyadh. It was just when Tyson Fury rocked up, you had that whole narrative. You got Joshua, he's done his part now. I think His Excellency Turki Alashik has said that the winner of Usyk and Fury will fight Joshua, the winner of this fight, which was Joshua. So I don't know, like, if you're a British boxing fan, you probably want Tyson Fury, because I think that Tyson Fury Joshua fight is the one that we've been wanting for, what, best part of 5-6 years, Joe?
If not longer. That's what I was watching it on Friday night, and I was watching it with quite a few UFC fans. So I was quite smug after we saw kind of boxing prevail. But yeah, no matter who you want to win, no matter what side of the coin you are, if Tyson Fury beats Usyk once, if he has to twice, the fight's bigger than it's ever been. You talk about when it could have happened after Fury beat Wilder the second time. That was very big. But this is so, so big. Like, the whole nation, if not world, will stand still for this fight, providing Tyson Fury comes through Alexander Usyk. And that is a big, big if.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and we can't get ahead of ourselves, because although we want it, and although it does seem like in touching distance away, there's 12 very, 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 very hard and competitive rounds about to come on May 18th.
Yeah, just before I say anything else on that, Joe, your camera's a wee bit, I don't know if it's your internet, man, but it should be all right, as long as the audio is perfect. But your camera's a wee bit ski with, but we'll work with it. Just to jump on that, Joe, you said it's 12 hard rounds to come, which is clear, but we've seen of late that all these heavyweight fights that are happening out in Saudi Arabia right now, the landscape is changing. I mean, Joseph Parker beat Wilder, Dubois beat Jarrell Miller, Ngannou almost beat Tyson Fury. Do you know what I mean? So the landscape is shifting every single time. Even you might think there's the favourite over there, I'll pick him, but then the underdog beats him. It's just one of them, the heavyweight division, and it's cliche, it only takes one shot from these big guys and it's over, no matter who you are. Do you know what I mean? It's one of them ones, and yeah, this isn't a foregone conclusion by any means. Usyk is an absolute master. Absolute master when it comes to the art form of boxing. And it's going to be hard, but if you're a British boxing fan, there's no doubt you'll probably be cheering on Tyson Fury to get this over the line, and we can maybe see Joshua and Tyson come October time. You never know. That could be a possibility, and it's one I would want, because I think I've said to you earlier podcast, Joe, I don't care if these guys have 5 losses on their record. It isn't for a world title. They're almost touching 40. I still want to see that fight.
Of course, of course. And it's the ultimate bragging rights. And yeah, hopefully we won't have to go for a rematch clause, or come May 18th, it might be one of the greatest fights of all time and we'll be begging for a rematch. So until that fight does come around, we really, really don't know. But yeah, should we move on to the other big heavyweight clash?
Yeah, let's go as Joseph Parker, man. What a guy. What a guy. When you talk about fighters just saying yes and fighting anybody, I think him and Joshua are the two that stand head and shoulders. Maybe a Devin Haney as well. He stands up there. He's up there. When you've got fighters that just say yes to anybody and they'll fight anybody in and around their division or in their division, Joseph Parker is the man right now in terms of, I don't think he's scared of anybody. He just went up against Wilder and Jili Zhang, probably the two hardest punchers beside Joshua in that division. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what an up. 18 months ago, or however long it was, against Joe Joyce, when he got knocked out for the first time in his career, 3 losses on his record, you're probably thinking to yourself, yeah, that's maybe, he's young, but that's probably him come to the end of his heavyweight. Mm-hmm. He'll never get back to that world title contention. He'll never, ever get back. He's just been beat by Joe Joyce. Joe Joyce has got that number one spot now in the WBO. It's snakes and ladders. the boxing world, especially up at that elite level. Then he goes on and beats Jack Massey and then Opelo, I think it was. And then it was, who was the, out in, Simon Keane, was it? Simon Keane there, out of Fury and Ngannou. And then it was Wilder. He beat Wilder. Then he beat Zhili Zhang. Dropped twice by Zhili Zhang, by the way. Solid knockdowns. And he managed to get
big shots as well.
Big shots, yeah, heavy shots. I think he broke his nose as well in the third round. So that's just a warrior, man. That guy is just an absolute warrior.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash. Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, and you talk about activity. A lot's been made of Anthony Joshua's activity over the past year, but you say the exact same for Joe Parker. When you go back to that night, I think it was in Manchester, when Joyce broke down in me. He literally broke down, and I thought destroyed Joe Parker. And I thought if Joe Parker was to come back, and he was always going to come back because of his age, because what is he now, 32?
32, mate, yeah.
Yeah, he's only 32, which is still very, very young for heavyweight. I think if he was going to be at that level, he maybe have got that gatekeeper status, and he could have quite comfortably slipped into that role because of being a former world champion, being a big name. He could be that name for the next big things coming through, but no. He went back, kind of stripped bare. Him and Andy Lee's relationship continued to grow. Mm-hmm. And now, in the space of 12, 18 months, we've got a guy that is probably number four heavyweight in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the three main guys we're talking about, he has to be at the top from who he's beat.
No,
you're only as good as your last fight. Well, you're only as good as your last two fights then. Wilder, yeah, and Zhang.
Exactly, mate. Exactly. And I think you're right being top four, because to beat Zhang, who's coming off them destructive performances against Joe Joyce, Deontay Wilder as well, who came off that one-round demolition job against Hellenius as well. You've got to put him up there. And what I liked about the Wilder fight week, right, when I was in and around Andy Lee and George Lockhart and Joe Parker and his team, they were super confident. I mean, like, stratosphere confidence was through the roof, saying they were going to beat them, And then when I got to Saudi Arabia this time around, met Andy Lee, met Joe Parker, again, they just oozed confidence. There was just a calmness about them. They were playing table tennis in the room. It was just, they just got this, now this bond that just seems unbeatable. And maybe that bond and that gel and that sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Probably just that gel between Andy Lee and his fighter and Joseph Parker. Maybe they needed that a couple of fights to just get everything in place that they wanted to get in place. Do you know what I mean? And now they've got it. Now they've got something between them where it's just a match made in heaven, it looks like. And right now the world is their oyster. It looks like he's going to have to rematch Zhang because of the rematch clause in the contract. That's my daughter trying to get through the into the. Hey, Dan. Trying to break through into the living room there.
Right, she's missed you over a week, mate.
That's she's honestly, she's been all over me since I've been home. She's absolutely missed me, the poor being. She's screaming for me right now. Just the confidence and that gel. And I think he's going to be I think he's a tough fight for Joshua if those two fight. I think he's going to be another. Again, Zhang is one of them fighters where if you take him into the latter rounds, it seems like he gasses quite, you know what I mean? It seems like his engine gasses after seven, eight rounds. And I think that was the game plan going in there, was to take him into them later rounds and try and put the pressure on him. And it seemed to have worked. But yeah, man, plus Parker's probably what you, I don't know if you've met Parker before, Joe. He's just one of the nicest human beings you've ever met as well.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And just going back to what you said about how confident he was so relaxed. And go back to the, I think it was the media workout. And I was watching the Zone broadcast. So you didn't need to watch it. I heard Andy Lee talk and I thought, oh my God, like I've never heard a trainer sound so confident, but in just like a relaxed, chilled way, like, we know what's coming. We are going to deal with it. Mm. And I probably, in hindsight, should have took more notice of that. And yeah, absolutely fantastic performance from Joe Parker coming through deep, deep waters. Because you've got to remember, although like it was a fantastic performance against Wilder, he didn't have to actually go through what he did against Zhang. He weren't put on the ground. He weren't hurt like he was. So yeah, absolutely brilliant performance from Joe Parker. Should we move down from the big guys to a very, very little guy, but
it's like a
little guy that I absolutely love in Nick Ball.
Yeah, yeah. Next, normally one of them fighters, Joel, that he won't ask you for an interview. He probably doesn't really like doing interviews.
No.
But after that fight, it seemed like he really wanted to speak to the media. And you can see why. You just need to go on Twitter and Instagram and whatnot. I think a lot of people thought that Nick won that fight against Ray Vargas. He obviously got the two knockdowns, which is obviously a 4-point swing. And then just watching the fight, if you don't score the fight and you just went through the eye test, right, and you're just looking round by round and just watching the fight, you're not scoring it, you'll probably think that Nick was up. Just by the eye test, just by watching the fight and not going there 10-9, 10-9, 10-8, 10-8. You know what I mean? So he definitely felt hard done by. Very, very distraught, very upset young man. And I can see why when you've got fighters, it happens a lot in boxing, Joe, when fans don't really see the work that these fighters put in. Do you know what I mean? They just see the end product. They just see the stuff in the ring. They don't see the stuff in the gym. They don't see the 6 a.m. roadworks, the 5 a.m. roadwork, the 7, 8, 6 a.m. S&C training. Do you know what I mean? All this crazy stuff that every fighter goes through. They're missing their birthdays because they're in camp, their children's birthdays, or they're missing their wife's birthday, or they can't go to this wedding because they do go to a wedding, but they can't drink and have a good time because they're in. I know you always go, oh, boo-hoo, they're getting paid millions. Yeah, they're getting paid, but they work bloody hard for it. So, but you've got a kid that's worked hard for the best part of, 12 years now to become a world champion. And a lot of people in that arena, and I'm guessing around the world, thought that that young man, Nick Ball, was, I think robbed would probably be the right word.
Right, so I'm going to be completely honest here, Andrew, and this might be a bit controversial, but before I say this, like, Nick Ball is actually one of my pound-for-pound favourite fights to watch. I was at his last fight against Dogway. I just absolutely love him. He's like, he's the definition of a mini Mike Tyson.
Mm.
And I think after those first six rounds where he struggled to close that distance, he was like Mike Tyson. It was absolutely fantastic to watch. And I did actually score it on the night. I haven't watched it back, and there's noise going on. It was a very, very busy house, and I actually did score it 113-113. I'll be 100% honest on the night. That being said, I definitely will go back and watch it, and there's two swing rounds that I picked up on, which, like, very easy could have gone to Nick Ball, and then you're looking at marginally Nick Bolt. So I think there's either Nick Bolt or a draw. I just can't see how there is a case for Ray Vargas. And I don't like what Ray Vargas was doing during the fight. He was going down so easily, like, didn't show the kind of lack of strength. And then what happened in between, I can't remember what, at the end of the rounds when their heads come together. It was quite strange behaviour from Vargas. But yeah, on the night I had it 113-113. But I can 100% say that I could easily give it to Nick Bolt, but not Ray Vargas.
But if you can see there's a silver lining in this, if that 5v5 and the featherweight division gets called, you can probably still make the Nick Bolt Ray Ford fight. Albeit it's not a unification fight, but it's still a good fight. I think Nick would probably have to get out and get a win under his belt. I don't think you can fight for a world title after a loss. So he's going to have to go and fight somewhere and get a wee six-rounder in and get that back in the win column if he wants that Ray Ford fight in June. If that's still in play, who knows? Because, they wanted it for a unification, WBC and WBA, but I know. But the young man was distraught when I interviewed him, and you can see why. I think, you know what I mean, it's he put it on the line. He was I think if he was being the aggressor, he was forcing the pace, got the two knockdowns, but yeah, listen, it's a draw. In fact, it's not even a loss. I don't know if does he still keep his position if it's a draw. I just said he had to go get a win there, but if he's, I'm thinking it was a loss. No, it's a draw. So I don't know if he has to go and get
a win. It was a draw. I don't know, to be honest, what the ruling was that, the WBC.
Yeah, I don't know. But the thing is, what I'm saying is, you can't fight for a world title on if your last fight was a loss. But can you still fight for a world title if it was a draw?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, okay, that may, Mario, he doesn't have to get a fight. I'm talking absolute mince. I just assumed in my head that must be the jet lag. I've had about 2 hours sleep in about 2 days, to be honest. We left AJ's changing room about 6:30 in the morning. By the time we got back to the hotel and uploaded whatever, it was like 7:20 in the morning before me and Coogan. I think Coogan stayed up till 10. I think he stayed up, uploaded. What a hustler he is, man. I'll give Coogan props, man. He done a Peter Fury interview as well in the room about 9 o'clock in the morning. Stayed all the way up, man. He can't knock that man's hustle. But I do want to touch on a little curveball for you, Joe, if you don't mind me giving you this one. The return of the body snatcher.
Go on,
Dillian White. He's fighting 17.
Yeah.
Fighting on Sunday. He's back.
Sorry. There's been so... It's just strange, like... This week there's been just bizarre fights coming out of left field. Like not White Hammer, but just White Hammer on what seemed to look like a really good dinner show on St. Patrick's Day, just out of the blue. And then you switch on Twitter and we've got Eubank Crawford maybe happening. We've got confirmed Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Conor Ben Manny Pacquiao. My head was frazzled at about Thursday, Friday when I saw this was all going on. In the midst of one of the biggest fight weeks of the year. But back to your original point, and you talk about the heavyweights. Look, it's hard to say about what's happened with Dillian White because we genuinely have no idea. It looks like he just dealt with it privately. And if it has been dealt with, then you've got to say fair play. Do you know what I mean? And I think I saw an interview with Dean White saying that he wants to get like a few quick wins. Like, do what Joe Parker done. Do what AJ's done. And Christian Hammer, it's an opponent on, 10 days' notice. And, yeah, hopefully get the ball back rolling for him because let's have it right. He was a great addition to the heavyweight division. Though he gave us some really, really great nights. So, yeah, hopefully... And whatever happened last year in and around the AJ testing is sorted. I would like to see a little bit more clarity on that. But the return of the body snatcher in 7 days, St. Paddy's Day.
7 days out in Ireland, yeah, against Christian Hammer, who I think his last fight was against Joe Joyce 2 years ago. So, listen, I think Dillian will be a great addition to this sort of Riyadh season, all these heavyweights. He definitely is up there in the best in the division. When you talk about characters and the story behind it, fight weeks, you need those personalities, and Dillian's got that. So I think it'd be a great addition if he does get into this Riyadh season mix. But you touched on it there, like bizarre for us as well, fight week, when you're sort of like, you've got this huge fight between Joshua Ngannou and then Conor Benn and Manny Pacquiao sitting right next to each other, and you're hearing whispers and you're like, 2 + 2 = 4. Is that why they're here? Is that why they're sitting next to each other? And you've seen the cameras go over to them and it's like, what's going on here? But before that, then you had Mike Tyson against Jake Paul. Everyone's like, ah, shut up, no danger, it's not happening. And then you go on Instagram and it's official fight posters and they filmed the head-to-head. It's like, Joe, like, the boxing world is just nuts. It's just insane. Like, we can wake up tomorrow morning and you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. It's a weird time to be a boxing fan, but it's a great time as well because all these fun little curveballs, as well as great fights. Look, I'm not going to sit here and say Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul is going to be Gatty Walled or anything like that. But what I will say is Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul is a very, very, very big event, and we're not just getting those type of events. We're also getting fights like Taylor Cotterill.
Exactly. But could you imagine if Mike Tyson knocked Jake Paul out at 58 years old? Could you imagine that?
I want to know whether it's going to be an exhibition yet, because it still hasn't been actually officially announced, I don't think, whether it's an exhibition.
No, but that's what Ariel Helwani... I don't know if Ariel Helwani said that to me. I can't remember. He said something up to, I think it'll be 16-ounce gloves. I don't think it'll be the 10-ounce gloves. Will it be at heavyweight as well? Because Jake Paul's not fought at heavyweight. I think he hovers around that cruiserweight limit, doesn't he? So, I don't know.
And as well, look, we see his brother Logan fight Floyd Mayweather. Do you know what I mean? And that was very much an exhibition. So, yeah, we're just going to have to see how this all plays out. But yeah, something I was very, very much not expecting. I thought maybe we could get... Go on, Andrew.
I was just going to say, it keeps us in a job. We can talk about it at least.
Yeah. Some weeks we struggle to think of topics to talk about. Very rare. But then you got a week like this week when there's about 52 things we could talk about. And you've got about 52 hours of sleep that you need to catch up on, mate.
I know, mate. And that probably just sums it up perfectly, man. And because we've only got about 40 minutes on this podcast to talk about all this stuff and ram it all in. I think I'm going to go over to Ireland maybe and get this Dillian White fight and watch it. I think it's going to be worth it to see what the big man's saying. But yeah, Joe, other than that, I think that's a wrap, mate, unless you've got something you want to add.
Last thing, just shout out, absolute, what a story. Another story that kind of got lost a little bit in the fold from Knockout Chaos, Louis Green. What an absolute story. See him have a war at your call with Sam Gilley, come out the wrong, like the end of a loss there. Fast forward 5 months and just absolutely changed his life, I think, that win, because I think his excellency will hear that, watch that, one round demolition of Jack McGann and think, he needs to be on another one of my cards. So, yeah, shout out Louis Green.
Yeah, and I'm going to say something about Kevin Lorena as well, because the first day I was in Saudi Arabia, I sat in his room. He was kind enough to invite us into his apartment. We had a little bit of lunch together and we were chatting away. And I just want to send out my prayers and condolences to him and his family, obviously with the tragic news of his mother passing during the fight week. And he had the heart to continue to fight Justice Hooney. So, listen, my prayers and thoughts are obviously with Kevin. What an absolute gentleman as well. He's a lovely, lovely man. And, I just want to say that.
Yeah, 100%. Echo those thoughts. You spent time with him that week. I spent some time with him around the Dubois fight last year. Absolute great guy. And yeah, hopefully he can grieve alone now after rising up to a huge fight and overcoming, I'm sure, quite a few demons to get in the ring that night.
Definitely. Well done to him. Well done to everybody that fought. But Joe, well done to you. Well done to West Ham. And yeah, I'll see you in the next one, brother.
No, well done to you, mate. Well done to you. As we've said privately and as we'll say on air, excellent, excellent work in Saudi. Fantastic, fantastic content. So if you haven't seen it yet, just go on the IFL feed because it's still coming out now. Mm. And yeah, the names are ridiculous. And we haven't got enough time on this podcast to say them all, but they are fantastic, mate. So well done.
Thank you very much, Joe. And listen, until the next one, brother, I'll see you soon.
Yep, I'll see you next week, mate.
Cheers, Joe.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.